where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So I am going to ask Leah Sullivan with leahsullivan.com. What is a secret you can share with our listeners?
Okay, my secret is that you think people in a leadership role like mine have everything figured out. And the truth is, we do not. So everyone you're talking to actually has really no idea what they're doing. And if you can approach every conversation, I think with that humility and curiosity, that's when you can make real connections with people. I think a lot of times it can feel intimidating to talk to, you know, leaders that have been really successful. I've certainly been in that position as well. But over time, I've learned everyone is making things up as they go along.
Okay. Wait a minute. Have I been making things up as I've been going along? Oh my gosh.
Nate Amadon with Form 100 Consulting. Yeah. What's a secret you could share?
If you're going to start your own company, you're going to need a crazy amount of grit. From my experience, it's just a series and series of things not going right, failures, times when you just think it's not going to work. And you just have to have the ability to keep going.
For me, in building this business, the secret was actually doing a lot of very mundane and pretty somewhat boring tasks. But I just do them every single day consistently. And unfortunately, no matter the industry or the company, that's probably going to be your life for at least 2 or 3 years until you get to a place where maybe you can spend more time doing more of the fun tasks. But yeah, I guess maybe a secret would be that behind the scenes, a lot of it is not so enthusing or not so interesting. It's a lot of administrative, a lot of day in, day out, make sure that you get these things done so that you make progress slowly, even if it doesn't feel like it, because it probably won't a lot of the time.
Yeah, that is so true.
What a bunch of authentic responses.
I know. So Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law, what's a secret you can share?
Well, I'm going to go with, expertise is not enough, especially if you're on the service side of things, especially if you've worked in larger organizations. You may have professional skills in one area, but that doesn't necessarily completely translate into skills in all areas. And so, you know, when I left corporate and started Gearhart Law along with Elizabeth, you know, I had to learn about marketing, finance, IT. There's a whole range of things out there that were just sort of taken care of for me that I didn't really appreciate I had to learn about. And so, you know, even though I was confident with my legal skills, there was still a big learning curve there. And so if you're going to step into that void, you know, just be aware of that and get as much information and as much support and as many conversations around those things that you don't know about, because that's just as important as the things that you do.
Very well said. And for me, Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios, I was going to say ride the wave. I think Nate kind of took care of that one, right? but no, honestly, and I changed it actually. Well, Richard and I were practicing for the show, because we always go through the notes and rehearse, believe it or not. It doesn't sound like it, but we do. His phone kept ringing. And it's like, who keeps calling you? Oh, it's my friend, potential spam.
Likely spam. Yeah.
Likely spam. And so it really made me think, put yourself in your customer or client's shoes. Like, I can guarantee that Richard will never buy something from somebody who calls him up out of the blue with a spam call. And so how is really the best way to reach him? But I think...
And how are they... I mean, they're wasting a lot of money, right?
Wasting a lot of money on this. And I think everybody hit on this in their own way during this show. But really, you really have to think about not just why you're doing it, but what do people want and how do they want to be treated? So that's my 2 cents.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.